Research, news and tools all around open innovation. Hands-on advice to the point from OMind for you. Hi, I'm Sophie, and I help you get an open mindset for innovation and digitalization. Hello and welcome back to the, now it should be the second episode of Open Up to Innovate. And luckily I love it. I'm not going to be alone again. So the last guest was Aurelia. And today we're going to say hello to Dr. Tanja Reimer. How are you doing?
Hi, Sophie. I'm fine. Thanks.
Okay, so I think you're a little bit better in saying what you actually do and what your profession is than I. So how about you introduce yourself a little bit and tell us what you do?
Yeah, I'm Tanja. I'm a senior researcher and lecturer at Flensburg University in the field of organizational development and innovation management. And yeah, I did my PhD in technology and innovation management, analyzing individual drivers and barriers to innovation. So what hinders and fosters innovative capabilities of companies.
And I also read that you're doing something about like women's entrepreneurship. I found that also very interesting. Is there anything you can add to that?
Yeah, I was involved in women's entrepreneurship as well. That is one. There are many fields where we are involved, and my colleague, she is driving this field of women's entrepreneurship. And yeah, we are a hub for aspiring women entrepreneurs here in the north of Germany and also across the border. And that's quite successful, and it's fun and it's important, I think.
Okay, and how long have you already been studying in the field?
I started my PhD in 2008.
Okay, I also saw that you wrote a book about service learning, and that's sort of, or how I understood it, it's about learning through social involvement. And when it comes, I mean, when I was reading that, I was sort of, there was one question that popped into my head, and there was, from what perspective did you come to write this book? Was it like from a corporate perspective or from the social component?
Well, that's a good question, because I come from the social component, or my intention was to bring the social component into management studies. So to teach management students in social aspects and to involve them in social projects, which is basically service learning. But I also wanted to combine it with the corporate perspective. So because service learning is not very known in the corporate world, not yet. But I think it's a fruitful tool and good method to develop people. So for HR, it's also a very nice concept to develop people on the one side and do social projects on the other side. So that's my aim, so to say.
Okay. Yeah, that's very cool. And this social perspective, we're actually also going to be talking mainly about that, because OMind is also very much about the employees, and that's something that we have in common in a way. But before we dive a little bit more into that, I wanted to ask a question that is connected to this current situation in a way, and everybody seems to be so all over the place. I just wanted to ask you, how busy are you right now?
Quite busy, but also quite productive. That's a bit surprising, because last year everything went down, and now everybody is starting to be creative again, and is somehow inspired also by the challenge or the context and the new factors that are drivers for development as well, not only factors that hinders everything. So many projects going on.
So you're busy, but in a good way.
Yes. That's good. And homeschooling as well, but good and bad same time. No, just kidding, it's okay.
Yeah, right now everything is sort of coming together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But even more so, thank you very much that you're here right now, even that you were able to make some free time for this podcast to talk here and to help us to get a little bit more context of open innovation and about also the employee perspective of open innovation in a way. So you have a lot of experience when it comes to the theory and the practice in your field of study and also in your work. And yeah, we are going to try to combine these two fields and also in the context of employee experience. That's something that we're saying we're going to talk about today. So for all of you who are not familiar with the term of employee experience, the sort of overall goal of employee experience is to improve the success of companies by motivating and inspiring experiences provided by the organization. But as I said, I'm not really the expert here. So do you have a more profound explanation on that?
Well, yeah, I'm convinced that human-centered organization development is key to company success and innovation. And yeah, as you already mentioned, there is some essence in it, like trust, co-creation, two-way dialogue with employees, and also technology, as you said, plays a big role in that as well. And can serve as a facilitator and, yeah, all these ever-increasing tools for collaboration are main drivers for change and advance in innovative behavior of employees. And, yeah, that's okay, and the whole mixture of it.
And so you did a lot of research of that, but now you're also working in the field. How did you put all of your research into action in a way?
That's a difficult question. So my personal or for what do I have to give or for companies or what is my advice based on my experience or?
Yeah, well, if you have, for example, a company completely new to the term and they're like, okay, we want to do something. We want to use your research and implement it in our structure, in our company and how we are providing our employees in a way. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say that the power for creating an innovative workforce does not come from the boardroom or from the top management. It is embedded in each individual employee. Yeah, innovation is an essential and a shared task, and everybody in a company should feel responsible for it, but should also feel empowered. So it is important that employees have the feeling that they can bring and express their whole self at work because people have inherent growth tendencies that are closely linked to intrinsic motivation. And intrinsic motivation, as you might know, refers to initiating an activity because of it is interesting and satisfying itself to do so and is opposed to doing an activity for the purpose of obtaining an external goal, which is then called extrinsic motivation. And the whole concept of open innovation requires intrinsic motivation of people. And therefore, one should focus on the factors that drive this form of motivation. And we know from self-determination theory that these intrinsic motives and needs inherent in human nature are autonomy, competence, and relatedness.
Okay, and are there anything, like what kind of, let's say, initiatives can companies do to drive this in a way? Is there any explanation? Or maybe you even have experience in the field where you already implemented that.
The big challenge is to create conditions that support these individuals' experience of autonomy, competence, and relatedness, and thereby fostering employee engagement, innovative behavior activities, and creativity. But that is not an easy job. It's a challenge, as I said, and this challenge is tackled by employee experience designers. They view employees as end users of the organization. So customers are the end users of business and employees are the end users of the organization, and they want to provide them with high-class experience during their employee lifetime circle. So they have to come up with ideas that make that possible, that they can thrive, that they open up, that they come up with their ideas, and that can also be enhanced by digital tools. Like Microsoft, for example, just launched its first employee experience platform some days ago. It's called Weaver. And this platform brings together communications, knowledge, learning, resources, and insights. And it's supposed to help companies to foster a culture that values connection, knowledge, well-being, all these basic needs that I talked of. People should feel supported and empowered to grow personally, and digital tools can actually help people thrive. And when employees thrive, companies will thrive too. So that's how it could work.
Yeah. So is there also a big difference between bigger companies and smaller companies? So is there something significant different when it comes to employee experience?
Bigger companies already begin to invest in employee experience and establish roles like head of employee experience officers and so on. And they try to detect moments that matters for employees, and they build maps for these journeys, and they focus on different touch points and come up with solutions by experience design thinking. And that is a lot of work, and you have to have a well-established team with diverse backgrounds, because it's not an HR task. Usually the stagers of these experience are the managers, so the employee experience designers can give advice how to design an experience, but the fulfillment is on the managers' side, the persons who directly interact with the employees and can influence the experience directly. And
okay. And when you say, it's also a process, like everything. And where in this process sort of the shift between the beginning, the company is trying to implement proper employee experience, and at the end where it's implemented and the company sort of thrives, where does digitalization sort of play the biggest role?
Well, that's not easy to say, because digitalization can act as an enabler and facilitator, but can also help to get feedback on these processes, and can help with measures, and can give information for managers how to proceed or where to change something in the experience design. So it is present, I think, and essential along the way.
Okay. And this, if I think back of the companies I've been working in, everybody was sort of, even if it was just a new security software, people were fed up with it. They were like, no, I don't want this new tool. It's making me nauseous. And I never could put my finger on it, why they're so keen on not changing how and what exactly their problem was with new technology. And therefore, I wanted to ask you, where do you see the biggest problems for employees when it comes to new technology?
Yeah, the newness is always an issue for humans, and they are reluctant always. So it has to be intuitive, as in other apps and tools also. But it should really help the employees and not be a challenge in itself. So when it's too complicated to use it, nobody will use it, of course. But yeah, it should dock on these basic needs. So help people connect with each other, share their insights, enable personal growth. So when designing such tools, you also have to have in mind the psychological concepts, and yeah, that should have to fit.
Ah, so you're saying that the employees don't have to adapt, but the technology has to adapt to the needs of the employees.
Yeah, that's human-centered design everywhere. I'm convinced that this is the way it should be.
Okay, so do you feel like that's not happening right now? That most technology is too complicated, that it's not made for the people? Or do you see a tendency in that changing?
I see a tendency in that changing, because if it's too complicated, people won't use it. And then companies are no longer willing to pay for such services and tools when people don't use it. So it has to be easy in use, and you have to be sure that it pays off in some way. So, and it can't pay off if people don't use it. So that's, I think, a natural evolution of digital tools for companies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, this whole thing about employees being overwhelmed by all this new technology, new intranet, new designs even.
Yeah.
Something you experience sort of every single day. That definitely needs to change. Or maybe also, I mean, every single time IT people are lacking in especially analog companies, like, I don't know, publishing firms or something, then not enough IT people. But yeah, and just apart from digitalization, what is it that employees lack most? Is there this one thing you would say, yeah, that's, they need that? Why is it not happening right now?
I think the human touch is missing, and that they feel personally involved and welcome. And that begins in the onboarding process. So many companies lose really good candidates within the first month at work because they weren't successful in the onboarding process. So to bond with people and to get them to know and what they want and what they want to do for the companies, because yeah, people want to thrive, but companies also have to have an eye for that and an ear for that and be responsive. And I think that is not a digital tool, a task or so. So that is a human task. And yeah, I think there is something that can be improved.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's also a big problem when it comes to these like huge companies, like, I don't know, Porsche or something, where people feel overlooked in a way. I have a cool new idea and, okay, where do I have to go now? Uh-huh, okay, okay, now, you know what, let's just move on. yeah, that's true. And, well, we are here to connect our two fields of open innovation and employee experience. And, I mean, it is very important to sort of have an open mindset to drive open innovation. And this open mindset is, I mean, connected to mindsets, and these mindsets are connected to employees. Connection is happening.
Yeah.
And, is there already something you would like to add to that when it comes to like this open mindset thing? Did you already experience that before we were talking about this podcast? That people are, for example, not happy to share knowledge and to go out there and, I don't know, yeah, thrive.
yeah, that's a good question. This open mindset. I'm convinced that people normally or have an open mindset, but they are not used to use it at work. So because they think they can't talk about their jobs and their tasks and their projects But everybody loves to do it. And I think when companies allow employees to be open about it and to reach out, not only across teams within a big company, but also outside the company, and get in contact with other people in similar functions and positions from other companies, also from the same industry, that can be very fruitful. But I think, people don't do it very often because they are afraid that they talk about things that are not or should not be said in public. But I, especially in the field of employee experience designers are very open and collaborate and share their insights and tell what is working, what is not working. Nobody is an expert yet, but is doing his and her first steps and is happy to share the experience, learn from each other. And that's quite fruitful, I think. And that's the way it should work in every field. And yeah.
Okay, and do you have any, I mean, there are two sort of sides. There's things that a company can do, but also, I guess, things that a single employer can do. Do you have any recommendation you would say for an employer to say, okay, you can do that and that to get an open mindset and to go out there and share your knowledge without having a weird feeling about it? Is there anything you would tell that person if that person would come to you?
I would encourage the person to go out, to go to conferences. I mean, conferences are not only for academics. It's cool to meet practitioners, people that are working on the same problems. Usually you don't find them within your own company because you are maybe the only person who's dealing with these problems. So you have to go out and either you go to conferences about these topics, or you go to LinkedIn and say, hey, who is also active in this field, who wants to share his or her experience with me. And in these days and pandemic context, it's so easy to reach out and to talk to somebody. And usually people are very open and happy if they are ask for it. And I would encourage each employee to just shout it out and see what happens and what comes back and what you can learn from it and what you can implement in your own company and then give it back to the community. And that's how and a community evolves and everybody can learn and grow from there.
What I am like personally struggling with a little bit, because I don't quite get it yet, is I think normally employees or people that are working in some field, they don't want to do anything else. I mean, when they work, and when they go home, they want to go home. So wouldn't it be interesting for companies to actually implement certain work and actually pay people for going out and going to conferences? Is that something that would be realistic?
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about intrinsic motivation, and I'm not a fan of paying somebody to develop, and that can bounce back actually. So I would rather encourage them to do it, maybe within their working hours, of course, but allowing somebody to go to conferences, I mean, that comes with costs for the company, is also sort of a compensation and acknowledgement of the performance of that person. So not everybody has the opportunity to go to a conference or a workshop and so on. So I think that is in itself a good way to foster such behavior.
Yeah, to actually make some free time for them so they can do it themselves, and so they won't have to use extra time to do workshops and stuff. Yeah, I think that's also a very good idea. But is there anything else, like recommendations for companies to implement open innovation to improve employee experience?
Are you thinking of something? Maybe you can give me a good...
the only thing that we have talked about, so vacation days and maybe workshops in a way. Workshops to also form a community within a company to make this sort of a friendly community for the employees themselves, groups, like social media groups for them to connect.
Is it also open innovation for you? So I thought open innovation is across the...
It's also across, but if you have, for example, like social media groups, you can also invite people in and foster sort of a... environment where people feel free to also share within the company, because this open innovation or this open mindset starts in the company. So you sort of have to start somewhere to get out there.
Yeah, maybe that is a good idea. So companies can invest in people networks and the formation of people networks. I was also involved in corporate influencer networks. Also a famous new method how to connect people and to also empower them to go outside and talk about their company, meet other people, and also bond with their employer and collaborate and invite people in their other networks. So external ambassadors of these influencer networks, that is also very fruitful, and it's totally self-managed, so by the employees and in their free time, and it's not in their job description, but they are reaching out and meeting other people, talking about their companies, their experiences. And it's not only about innovation but their thoughts about how big companies should go forward, or maybe sometimes they have ideas for strategic change, and it's a very powerful instrument for organizational development, and I think that will become bigger in the future. And that's also, of course, a really good tool for employee experience or for enhancing employee experience within companies.
And I think to actually so wrap up this connection between open innovation and employee experience, I see it a little bit like a circle. So you have employee experience, and they, when they feel secure and part of the company and like part of a very nice environment, they might feel more confident in sharing their knowledge also with other people outside the company, because they're not scared to get fired or anything, or people being weird to them. And they will have fun doing so, and this way they're going to be an important part to drive open innovation processes, and thereby they would, on the other hand, drive employee experience again. So it goes like a circle. Do you have any thoughts on that, or is that, did I get it right?
Yeah, I totally agree. That's a nice picture of it. And it's reinforcing, as you said. And when employees feel that no matter what their position, it is possible to create positive impact within their organization, that is the ground for anything and for innovation. And that's... and when they are successful, everything can happen. And that's the key, I think.
Yeah. And the other thing which I found especially now very interesting is how important it is that people feel good about themselves, about where they work, that they're in the center, that they know that they are in the center of attention in a way. And that is the key. So this open mindset and the employee experience, they play hand in hand. And yeah, so these two fields definitely benefit from another. They are intermingling. And yeah, and I think that is already a very nice sort of ending for this podcast. Is there anything that we didn't talk about? Anything you would like to add? Something you have been thinking about? We're like, oh, how did you not say anything about it? What's wrong with you? That would be the moment. It's your stage.
I think that was a very good starting point to introduce the topics, to combine these two concepts, and maybe we can talk again in the future, try something out, reflect on it. And that's the spirit of experience design thinking. And I'm happy to share my experience in the future. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we would love that. So, yeah, maybe we'll talk to each other again. And, yeah, thank you very, very much that you took the time to be here to talk to us about employee experience. It was really interesting. I think we thought of very nice ideas. You had very nice input. And, yeah, I feel thrived. As a future employee, I feel empowered.
Good. Mission completed.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Of course. So for any further information on Tanya and her work, I'm going to put some links in the show notes about her book and her LinkedIn, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Okay. And yeah, if you like this episode, just feel free to like and subscribe. And if you feel really, really motivated, we would also love a little review. And next time, we're going to tell you a little something about how digitalization comes into action in open innovation processes. And we will see you then. Bye. Open Up to Innovate is a podcast by OMind Consulting, the consulting company that empowers for open innovations and helps to create an open mindset.